And welcome to the special Thanksgiving edition of the Sea Control Podcast, your moment of PowerPoint rehab from the Center for International Maritime Security. As always, I am your host and president of SIMSEC, Matthew Hipple, and I'm here today with Dmitry Filipov, who is our director of online content. Say hi to everybody, Dmitry.
Hi, how are you doing?
And as we do at the beginning of every podcast, we give our guests, and I guess you're not really a guest, you're one of us, an opportunity to introduce themselves. So for those who are not familiar with what you do here at SIMSEC or what your background is, Dmitry, I'll give you the floor for a little bit just to kind of give them your background.
Yeah, I got involved with SIMSEC in February. I always was interested in Asia-Pacific affairs, maritime security, decided to start getting involved and finding a way to be a part of the discussion. Got involved with SIMSEC in February, eventually ran for the position of Director of Online Content in June, and that's where I'm here now helping out. And basically in this role is just help, I help put the content on the website. I connect the people who like to talk about these issues, I connect them to their audience, and I help process the articles, you know, help form partnerships with like-minded institutions that like talking about the same stuff that we like talking about. And just helping people with cool ideas about these areas, get their ideas out there and see what we can do to shape the discussion.
You know, and I'm glad that you brought up the topic of bringing other people together, because really the reason that we're having this podcast today, like I said, is it's our Thanksgiving podcast. So it is us, the folks who use your content, who put it out there for the audience, that give thanks for you, the folks that produce it, the folks that are passionate about it, the folks that engage with it, as well as our listenership and our readership. Because ultimately, you know, it is fun writing these articles and putting together these podcasts, but we do it for the audience. It's for you guys out there. And so our objective today, Dmitry and I, is to let you know what's coming up in the next year. You know, we do this with the New Year's podcast as well, but, you know, we thought it was particularly appropriate for Thanksgiving. So, Dmitry, what is it that you have on the online content side of the Next War blog? What is it that you have coming up? What are some of your successes for the year, and what are you looking forward to?
Well, some of the successes for the year, I'll start with that, is that we've had a great constant stream of content coming in from the prospective authors, and I'd like to hit on that note that that Matt was hitting on earlier. This is a platform for the readers and the writers themselves. The overwhelming majority of the content that goes on the website is not by the SIMSEC staff. It's by the people who read the blog, who want to contribute to the blog, and you guys really are the lifeblood of what brings the community together and what make SIMSEC what it is. So you've seen this, you know, with the content that we've put out, the topic weeks, whether it's naval aviation, distributed lethality, they've all been really great, well received, and they catch the attention of the readers that we'd like to be informing. And in terms of things that are coming out, we do have some more topic week related content. We will be compiling topic weeks that we have previously done into single documents and putting that out to release shortly. We are closing in on the release of the distributed lethality topic week, as well as the Chinese military strategy week. We'll be releasing documents that a single PDF type document with all the submissions that featured for those topic weeks to make it easier to read. We'll also be releasing the announcement for the next few topic weeks all at the same time, instead of doing or supplementing the call for articles that always accompanies the end of a topic week. We'll be announcing them a little bit further in advance to allow for more submissions, to allow for more author lead time. And we're also going to be soon posting up a submissions guidelines post, so people can understand, you know, what are the format that we like our content, and how do you get in touch with the editorial team if you want to see if you have an idea that can be turned into writing, or if you have something that you've already written on your own personal blog or somewhere else that you'd like to get reposted to the website if you think it's relevant to what we talk about. We're going to be putting that out in the open on the front page of the website, some posting guidelines for people to get in touch with us and see what we can accomplish.
And absolutely, I think it's sometimes people fail to realize that it is really easy to write for SimSec, for US&I, for War on the Rocks, for the Bridge. You know, all of us out here, kind of floating around on the internet, we're just looking for good content. If you have a good idea and you know how to write, this is not an intimidating process. You know, we are human beings. We've all been there. You know, we all started from somewhere. I started writing it at US&I, and I was shocked. It was literally a moment of shock for me that someone not only responded to an email from me, but accepted my first article. And it never got printed, but that always is kind of a mark on my psyche that I'm just this ensign out in the middle of the nowhere, and somebody took the time to respond to me. I mean, that's what we're all here for. And you know, in the realm of things that are fun to submit to, we are coming up, of course, on our movie refights week. So a lot of you know that the Force Awakens movie is coming out, but it is fun to think about how we would fight these kinds of wars and these kinds of battles. So by December 8th, we are looking for articles from our listenership, from our previous writers, from our readers, that kind of take any movie, any war movie, any science fiction, any fantasy film. If you want to refight a battle from Lord of the Rings, or if you want to refight the battles from Avatar, go ahead. You know, write something up. Send us an article. If you want to do a new version, I've already got an article in where someone does a version of Top Gun that involves Russian pilots over Syria and social media. It's pretty funny. It's only one scene, and I've asked them to expand it a little bit. But, you know, it's good, lighthearted stuff for getting close to the holiday season. I'll also throw out there, and I'll let you jump in here, Dimitri, that if you want to get involved not just in writing, but you want to get involved in other aspects of what we do here in SimSec, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, we're always looking for new members of the Officer Corps. Elections will come up next year. You know, a lot of us won't be around here forever. I've got a son on the way, and of course I'm going to be moving on in my career, so I won't be able to stand for president forever. We're also looking for folks to engage in social media. You know, we do generate a lot of content here at SimSec, and this is all volunteer work, so we don't have a permanent social media staff. Dimitri, maybe you want to jump in on some of the editorial stuff that you think that people could get involved in.
Yeah, I mean, we could always use more help with editors and so on. If people want to share their backgrounds with us and you know, get in touch with the team, you can send anything you like to nextwar@simsec.org. And yeah, I mean, our editors, you know, everyone is a part of the organization as a volunteer. You know, someone who has a keen interest and can make time and make time in their own lives to help the SimSec and so on. And what our editorial team pretty much does is work with authors and help build their pieces, help solicit publications, and really develop, you know, our articles, you know, from the drafts that they come into as the submissions, and then turning them into the great things that eventually show up on the website. So if you want to be interested in seeing what you can do to help out with the editorial team, just send an email to nextwar@simsec.org.
And absolutely. And for sort of expand that, we're not just looking to do stuff online. A lot of you follow and receive the emails from our director of operations about the different events in D.C. and other cities that people send our ways, and the different social events that we sometimes have. We're trying to bring a lot of this community into the real world. And part of that effort, of course, is trying to reach out to new communities. We've got Ankit Panta up in New York in particular. He works with the Diplomat. He's doing great work up there. And of course, let me plug his podcast, which is just the Diplomat Podcast. It's a fantastic piece of work. But you know, if you're in a college, we're reaching out to William and Mary, talking to Georgetown, talking to some folks from ODU. If you're interested in these kinds of topics, We've done war games before. Some of us are old hands at Model UN, and most of us are academics or professionals in the defense field. We want to hear from you. And if you want us involved in your simulations or your projects, or you want to see if you can bring a speaker out to talk to a particular topic, hey, it's all voluntary. I hear a lot of questions from folks when I try to arrange speakers asking if there's an honorarium. We're doing this because we love it. You know, so if you reach out to me or Dimitri and you make a request, or if you're looking for a speaker, we are not high-priced folks. We're pretty much free. You know, maybe buy us dinner or something like that. But a lot of the SimSec membership, they appreciate it when people reach out and they try to lean on their expertise, because that's why they're there. They love this kind of stuff. So in particular, if you are interested in getting involved in SimSec, if you're in a Model UN team and you run simulations and you possibly want some military academics or professionals involved that could give you some advice and some insight on kind of the real world and how it works, then, you know, send an email to president@simsec.org. That's pretty easy. And if you want to get involved in some of that editorial and writing process, if you want to reach out to one of our writers, of course, nextwar@simsec, and Dimitri can get you in touch with that. And maybe, you know, Dimitri, maybe flesh out a little bit. How did you kind of find us? You know, we're kind of a weird, I don't want to say weird, it's not the right word, but we're kind of a niche group of people. How did you run into SimSec yourself?
I went to school at UC Merced for international relations, so I always had an interest in what was going on, you know, in the world and so on. And you know, we are a niche kind of organization, but I mean, if anyone takes an interest in Asia Pacific affairs or maritime security or what's going on with the Navy, like I did not too long ago, then you will run into SimSec content. You will become familiar with the website and so on. And you know, it was as easy as just, you know, exploring the tabs in the website, seeing the one that says volunteer. You know, check out this address to see if you want to get involved. And you know, from there, this is where we got.
And you know, it is. It really is as easy as that. So. I'll close up with a little bit of content on my side, and then I'll throw it on to Dimitri. But for the Sea Control podcast itself, you know, that project will be continuing, and I will slowly, as I said before, be turning that over to Matt Marighi. For you longtime listeners who may be confused by the recent monthly hour-and-a-half-to-two-hour-long podcast about video games, those are our new... that is our new series, Real Time Strategy. And with the first two episodes out, we will not be inundating with you with those anymore. If you still, if you are a fan of this new series, Real Time Strategy, just go onto iTunes, look it up by name, and subscribe. We know a lot of you out there are a bit more on the academic and professional side, and might think that me, Lucian, and Brett making fools of ourselves talking about Halo is not exactly your bag. So we will not punish you with that anymore. And of course, that podcast will slowly be taken over by our membership secretary, Brett Perry. Again, we are looking to build institutional health at SimSec. We have a lot of writers. We have a lot of officers. But the more folks that get involved, the better its memory is. As the more people understand kind of what happens behind the curtain. And, of course, we are thankful for those who are here already. We are thankful for those who produce the content that help us edit it, that help us find new sources of content. And, of course, we are thankful for those of you listening right now who might have that little interest and take that extra step and reach out to us. So, you know, in the spirit of this shortened little podcast here, informative podcast here, Dimitri, do you have any closing thoughts or comments?
No, just thanks again to the readers and the writers, the people who reach out to us to engage, you know, the people who are fans of these subjects and recognize why they're important to follow. Thanks again for your loyalty and for your interest in the site. and always feel free to get in touch and engage with us to see what we can accomplish.
Absolutely. Well, Dimitri, it has been and continues to be a pleasure. And everyone out there listening, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Happy holidays.